In uncertainty, we find hope. In Matthew chapter 12, verses 15 through 21, the first century writer who captures the story of Jesus recalls an 800-year-old prophecy from Isaiah. The times of Isaiah were uncertain, and Matthew remembers what Isaiah wrote. "Here is my servant, whom I have chosen, the one I love and whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will proclaim justice to the nations. He will not quarrel or cry out. No one will hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out, till he has brought justice through to victory. In his name, the nations will put their hope. In Jesus, the nations, all nations will put their hope." This is why we celebrate the birth of Jesus. Jesus flipped the script on what we put our hope in. We don't put our hope in an economy. We don't put our hope in a government. We don't put our hope in job or our health. We don't put our hope in just anyone. We place our hope in a Savior who came into our pain, our suffering, our silence, our world.
A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the
In pain, we find peace. The prophet Isaiah would write about a coming savior. The reason humanity needs a savior is because of the pain humanity experiences. This coming savior would bring peace. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. A Savior, who is a Prince of Peace, will give his peace to all who trust in him and follow his way of life. And that peace will have no end.
Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep. On a cold winter's night that was so deep, Noel, 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 born is the King of Then let us all in one accord sing praises to our heavenly Lord that hath made heaven and earth. And with his loving kind has bought Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel.
Have you ever watched a deaf person experience sound for the first time through the technology of a cochlear implant? Watching them respond to what they hear for the first time is an emotional experience. It's not just emotional for them, it's emotional for those of us as we watch them respond in wonder and with joy to the sounds they begin to experience. Like the little child whose face lights up at hearing the sound of his mom's voice for the very first time. That permanent smile captivates your heart as you watch them respond to the sounds they hear. Tears enter your eyes. Or watching the young adult woman become overwhelmed in emotion when she hears for the first time. When after years of silence, the beauty of sound breaks the noiseless vacuum she has lived in. Can you imagine how wonderful those first sounds would be? The wonder they experience in hearing the voices of their family and their friends. The wonder of hearing a spouse's voice for the first time, or even their own voice. The wonder of hearing a bird in the morning. The wonder of hearing the ocean waves hit the shore. What a wonderful moment. For those who never have heard before, they will never forget the pain of silence, the stillness, and the quiet. The pain of being deaf makes hearing more wonderful. But for those of us who have heard all our lives, the familiar robs us of our wonder. Hearing a bird is so familiar that we don't take wonder in it. Hearing our own voice is so familiar that we don't take wonder in it. The familiar robs us of our wonder. And if we're not careful, Christmas can be just a familiar story. A story we share every year of a young girl named Mary and her fiancé named Joseph with their little baby Jesus lying in a manger surrounded by livestock, wise men, and shepherds in a field nearby. Maybe you have become so familiar with this Christmas story that it has lost its true wonder. Maybe you have forgotten what the story means to your uncertainty, your pain, your trials, and your silence. The disciples who lived with Jesus saw Jesus do so many wonderful things. They saw Jesus heal the sick. They saw Jesus cleanse lepers. They saw Jesus stand up for the outcast. And they also saw Jesus sacrificially give up his life without a fight. They saw the tomb Jesus was laid in. Yet, they never lost their wonder because they saw a resurrected Jesus. Maybe our familiarity with Christmas has robbed us of the wonder in this wonderful story that it truly is. Maybe we need to listen again. Christmas is wonderful when you see how extraordinary it is. Not just a story to read on Christmas morning, it's a reality that changed the course of time and eternity. When we become too familiar with Christmas that we lose the wonder of what really happened, we lose the gift of its meaning. The disciple John never lost the wonder of what happened. He opens his story about Jesus and the good news it is to us through a less than a traditional approach. He doesn't record the narrative of Mary, Joseph, Jesus, angels, shepherds, or even mentions a manger. John would describe the wonder of what was happening on that Christmas morning. Something truly wonderful for all the world. And this is how he would describe it. In the beginning was the Word. Now pause with me for a couple seconds. John uses a Greek word, logos, that in English is translated as word to describe Jesus. Logos is a word that is like saying the reason for everything. So John was saying, in the beginning was the Word, the reason for everything, Jesus. And he would go on to say, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Then John would go on to write some of the most wonderful words ever, words that make Christmas the most meaningful and wonderful story ever. In verse 14, he would say, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us." Do you understand what John was saying? Do you understand how wonderful this really is? The reason for everything entered our world to bring meaning to everyone. The reason for light would penetrate the evil and darkness to bring life. The only creator God would become like one of us, his creation, to rescue his creation. The wonder of Christmas is that God entered our world. The splendor of heaven was revealed in a baby. The holy force of God, expressed as a light that cannot be overcome, entered this world as a fetus. The creator became created. The strongest being ever allowed himself to be embraced by a young teenage girl. The ageless God became like one of us who ages. The majestic king would trade his throne for a manger and exchange his divine counsel for barnyard animals and shepherds. The undefeatable God took the form of a human body that is cursed to die. The one who spoke all things into existence would experience the pain of work. The one who was worshipped now had turned into the one who serves. No, John did not lose the wonder of the meaning of Christmas. The reason for everything entered our world to bring meaning to everyone. The love of God, the goodness of God, the righteousness of God, the justice, the mercy, the omniscience of God was now present in this world in a way that God had never been present before. The eternal God became like us to save us. The author of life took on a body that would have to die. Jesus gave up his status and heavenly wealth to enter our world of poverty. He wasn't welcomed with the parades or the applause of a king or a ruler. Jesus was welcomed with the stench of animals and the sights of poverty. Jesus became poor. So you and I, so we can become rich. John didn't lose sight of this wonderful moment. As John would write this account in 85 AD, the moments he had with Jesus, I believe, were still fresh in his mind. John didn't let this become familiar. John knew it was wonderful. It was too wonderful to not share. And this is why he would go on to write, "We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." John saw the wonder of the glory of God in Jesus. The way John saw it was God in a body, God with us, Emmanuel, full of grace and full of truth. John knew there was nothing and no one outside the reach of God's grace. He knew that there is life for those who follow God's truth. Jesus entered our world so we could receive God's grace and follow God's truth to find life. God, the giver of life, inhabited a living body to embody grace and truth so everybody could find life in him. This is wonderful. That is God. God is life. He entered our life so we can enter into his life. This is the wonderful story of Christmas, a story that we shouldn't become familiar with, a story that we should regularly be in wonder of its meaning to us. God entered our world so that all who find Jesus can enter his. God entered your world so that when you find Jesus, you can enter his world. God knew that we would never be able to enter his world without his help. We could never get to heaven without him entering our world to help us. God entered our world. your world of uncertainty, your world of pain, your world of suffering, and our world of silence to rescue us from the curse of our sin. God entered our world to be with us and die for us so we could forever be with him. God entered your world so you could find Jesus and enter his. This is the wonderful story of Jesus. It's a story of a greater present, God's presence with you. When you receive Jesus, you receive all that you need. And that is wonderful. Sometimes we look for God to do the miraculous for us on Christmas, and we forget the miracle that he already gave us, his presence with us. Jesus is God with us. Jesus entered our world so that we can trust in him and enter his world. So, are you content with Christmas being a familiar story? Or will you see the wonder of Christmas? Will you allow your uncertainty, your pain, your trial, and your silence to help you hear the wonderful good news that God is with you? The wonder of Christmas is the gift of who Jesus is to us. Jesus is grace for our guilt and our shame. Jesus is truth that leads us to life. Jesus is God with us, and this means that we will forever be with him. Having Jesus with you is more wonderful than anything else that can be given to or done for you. When you have God, you have everything you need. So, are you looking for something else this Christmas? If so, you will lose sight of the wonder of what Christmas really is. When you look for Jesus, you will find someone wonderful. When you look for Jesus and uncertainty, you will find hope. What is the uncertainty you are facing? No matter what your uncertainty is, you can be certain of the hope you have in Jesus. Because God entered your world, you can enter his world. And this is your hope, an eternal hope. In the uncertainty of health, Jesus is the certainty of hope because he defeated death. In the uncertainty of a relationship, Jesus is the certainty of a wonderful counselor who is always with you. In the uncertainty of finances, Jesus is the certainty that your needs will be met according to his riches in glory. When you look for Jesus in uncertainty, you will find hope. When you look for Jesus in your pain, you will find peace. God entered your world so in your pain, you can experience his peace. In pain, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. In suffering, Jesus' presence gives you peace and his grace will sustain you through your pain. His peace will rise above all that you know to be logical, and his peace will guard your mind and guard your heart. When you look for Jesus in uncertainty, you find hope. When you look for Jesus in pain, you find peace. When you look for Jesus in your trial, you will find joy. God entered this world so that in your difficult hardship, you can experience his joy. This is not a fleeting emotion. This is a state of mind that will empower you to cherish every moment of every day. The wonder of Christmas is that God invaded our world, yet no one saw him because they weren't looking for God. When you realize the wonderful truth that Jesus is God, when you find Jesus, you will find your joy in sadness and experience joy in the middle of your sorrow. Christmas is wonderful because Jesus, God with us, entered our world so we could enter his. This is hope in our uncertainty. This is peace in our pain. This is joy in our trial of sorrow and sadness. So don't lose the wonder of Christmas. A deaf person who hears for the very first time will never lose the wonder of the gift of hearing. So, if this Christmas is quiet and different, if once a joyful, busy season has now become vacant and silent, will you listen and look for Jesus? He came into this world. He entered the uncertainty, the pain, the trials, and the silence that every one of us face so that we can enter into his life that he has for us. Jesus entered this world so you can experience his life. If the loss you have experienced is deafening, if the pain and the trial has left you feeling abandoned, if your hope is gone, your joy has disappeared, and your peace has been displaced with the pain of silence, listen and look for Jesus, because in the silence and the stillness, we find Jesus, and he's everything we need. That is wonderful.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Jesus, Lord.